Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Jesus is here. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Just before dawn, Jesus came to them walking on the water. For those of us who have worked the night shift, the night seems to be the darkest just before dawn. It is also the most boring time. Then you see the first streaks of dawn, and it becomes the most delightful. First, a rim of gold appears on the eastern horizon, then a burst of light as the sun rises for the day. The disciples of Jesus knew what a dark and stormy night on the water was like. They had, perhaps, even feared for their lives in previous storms. Now they experienced total shock. Jesus came walking on the water toward their boat. Peter had no doubt been in storms like this before, but never had he experienced someone walking on the water. It was his Lord. Suddenly, he no longer felt afraid. In fact, he wanted to go to Jesus on the water. Peter was the only man besides Jesus who ever walked on water. But taking his eyes off the Lord and fearing the water caused him to begin to sink. And when he took the Master's hand, he once again walked on the water to the boat. When you are laboring in the darkest hours of your personal night, you may feel stark terror. Remember, you are not alone. Jesus is there in your darkness, ready to keep you from sinking. Our critical problem is looking at the water instead of the Master who walks on the water. We need to focus our attention on Him. He will keep us from sinking. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil, read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.